Mother-to-be, a Bible-based micro-tale by Mark Morgan, read by the author. For the true story, see Genesis chapter 16, Genesis chapter 17 verses 15 to 21, Genesis 18 verses 1 to 15, and Genesis 21 verses 1 to 7. It's really rather embarrassing. I'm an old woman. Yet here I am, expanding like a young wife only recently wed. My husband, Abraham, is ridiculously happy, and, I must confess, so am I. From time to time, one or other of us just starts laughing for no apparent reason, and whenever one starts, the other always follows suit. My oldest servant says we are behaving like a pair of excited newlyweds, and maybe we are. But truly, we have a very good reason to be that way. When we were married, we naturally expected that we would have children. After all, that's what marriage is meant to give. But year after year, nothing happened, and eventually we both gave up. Then El Shaddai, our God, told Abraham to leave our home in Ur. God would show him a new land. Oh, leaving Ur was hard. Nevertheless, we packed up and left, along with our father and some other family members. We stopped at Haran and stayed there until Terah, our father, died. Then we went south to Canaan with Lot, our nephew. God had already promised that Abraham would become a great nation, but once we arrived in Canaan, he promised even more. The land would belong to us and to our descendants. The problem was, of course, that we didn't have any descendants. No children, no descendants. Time had been ticking away, and realistically, it was already much too late for me to ever have a child. By the time we had been there for about 10 years, I was desperate. Now, I know that I should have just trusted God, but sometimes I don't find that as easy as I should. Then I came up with the perfect solution, or so it seemed. True, it wouldn't quite be my child, but the mother would be my servant girl, Hagar, and the father would be my husband. It would be the best we could do. When I think back on it now, it's rather a horrible thing for a wife to plan, but as I said, I was desperate. It seemed a simple way to get the child that God had promised us, but wasn't quite delivering. If I had just trusted God and waited, I wouldn't have had all the problems with Hagar, and we wouldn't have this boy Ishmael around. Who knows how much trouble he and his offspring will cause in the future? Faith is always easier to justify in hindsight than it is at the time, when we have to choose our path. I spoke to Abraham and he agreed to my plan. To this day I don't really know whether he thought it was a good idea or not, but he saw that I had my heart set on it and didn't argue. I wish he had. So I gave Hagar her orders and made all the arrangements with Abraham, and just a few weeks later, with a look of contempt, Hagar told me that she was pregnant. It wasn't hard to read her thoughts. He's not too old to get me pregnant, but you're not a real woman. It hadn't occurred to me that she would feel like that, and I was very upset and angry, crying as I told Abraham, resentfully blaming him for everything. He was too kind to argue, saying that she was my servant girl and it was up to me what I did with her. I didn't realize at the time just how generous he was being in that either, and I probably would have been furious with him if I had realized. You see, Abraham has always been very fond of Ishmael, and, looking back, I have no doubt that he would have liked to lavish great care on Hagar during her pregnancy, just as he is now doing with me. It's what he is like, generous to a fault. Instead, he left it up to me, and I mistreated her harshly. When I think how tired I have been at times during this pregnancy, and remember how I demanded incessant physical work from Hagar while she was pregnant, and even ridiculed her when her increasing size made her work awkward, I feel ashamed. But at the time I was bitterly determined to pay her back for getting pregnant, illogical though that was. I thought I was the one who had been most cruelly mistreated by both my husband and my slave. After a while, my callousness drove Hagar to run away, only to return a few days later with a story of God having spoken to her, telling her to come back and submit to me. I had very mixed feelings. I didn't really want her or her baby at all, but at the same time, I was actually quite relieved that she hadn't got lost in the wilderness and died. I was forced to believe her story, and that meant God was relying on me to look after her properly. Well, I did my best, and so she ended up with a son, Ishmael, while I still had none. My husband loved Ishmael, and that hurt too. For 13 long years it hurt.